soulful is a word that means different things to different people. And the way that I use it is it's the thing that lights you up inside. And for any coach out there, I feel like really being in touch and tapped into what lights you up is what brings the fire to allow your clients to do the same. And it's the difference between offering something that's helpful versus something that's life-changing.
Do you want to know the secret to a thriving online business? The secret is having a growth action plan. Without a growth action plan, your business is just plodding along. It's like a ship without a rudder, drifting aimlessly. Your growth action plan focuses and fuels your growth. It helps you get off that shiny object hamster wheel and that terrible income roller coaster. Your growth action plan is the difference between thriving and just making ends meet. But growth action planning is not easy. Maybe you've tried it in the past and it didn't work for you. Maybe your growth plan became a burden instead of a way to achieve success. That's why I've created the super simple, badass growth action planning workshop. And this is your invitation to come and join me. Simply follow the link in the episode description and let me help you create your very own super simple, badass growth action plan to make your dreams a reality. The link is in the episode description. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Badass Wellness Coach Show for wellness professionals on a quest to become a sought-after expert in their category. I'm your host, Didi Hoffman, and today I'm doing my happy rain dance, and it's actually raining outside, so it's a good rain dance, this one. But I'm doing my rain dance because I have Karuna May, the founder of Simple Soulful Health, with me. Karuna is a board-certified health coach and author whose mission is to help every client truly love the body they are in. And today, Karuna is going to take us on a behind-the-scenes tour of her coaching practice. Karuna, welcome to the Badass Wellness Coach Show.
Thank you, Didi. Thank you so much for having me. It's also raining here, so I'm doing the rain dance along with you.
Ah, awesome. I just love this. I just love this. Yeah. Karuna, would you please give us a short bio of what it is that you do?
Yes, I would love to. So as you said, I'm a board-certified health coach. My business, Simple Soulful Health, is really geared towards helping women get more in touch with their bodies and release themselves from diet culture and the yo-yo that comes along with all that diet culture creates. My goal is to help women get deeply in touch with themselves and to begin to listen to their bodies in a way that maybe they've never been able to before, so that they can feel truly liberated to be able to live their best lives and feel the best in their body possible, but also not feel like they are in food jail or living under a lot of restriction. One of the things about diet culture is that it creates such an incredible feeling of you either do everything or you do nothing. And so my goal in my work is to really help women find their middle way so that they can feel their best and feel really liberated and free in their lives.
Oh, I can really resonate with a lot of that, what you've said there. I used to be a banting coach, which is similar to keto. And yeah, a lot of what you said is absolutely true. It's the diet culture. And not making peace with who we are in our own bodies. Your favorite quote, Karuna, and I'm going to read it, is good for the body is the work of the body. Good for the soul is the work of the soul. And good for either is the work of the other. I just love that, by Henry David Thoreau. Tell us about the backstory to that quote.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that quote really, really encapsulates my vision in the work that I do with my clients. Because, you know, you can have intention without action. You can have desire without action. You can also have action without a deeper meaning. And I always say that, you know, from my perspective, the diets that you see, the fad diets that keep coming out over and over each year, are requirements to change kind of external things. They want you to take action, but they don't really help you connect to that deeper meaning of potentially the soul. And so that quote really, really speaks to the truth, what I consider to be truth, which is they work hand in hand, they work together, but they're both very, very important. One of the things that I talk to my clients about is continuously having that soulful, and what I mean by soulful is the thing that lights you up inside, that deeper meaning, that deeper reason why, to kind of give them the anchor, the guide, so that they can create the action in their external world, in their habits, in a way that makes them stick. And so I love that quote because it really speaks to both of those pieces and integrates them in the way that I feel is really necessary for true change to occur.
No, I love your perspective about that. And I love the fact that you underlined again, you know, the word soulful and your definition of that. I resonate with that. What got you hooked on coaching, Karuna?
Oh, it was my personal journey, to be honest, Dee Dee. In my previous life, I was a corporate recruiter, and I was working in downtown San Francisco and doing the corporate thing. I would wear a suit to work, and it was kind of work hard, play hard mentality. And what I found was my own self-care really took a turn for the worse. And in tandem with that, kind of my perceptions of myself or my self-love really also took a turn. And I found myself pretty lost as to how to take care of myself in a way that felt like I could still really participate in life. I'm a deeply passionate person. I'm Italian, so that tells you everything. But so I love being part of life, and I love feeling like I'm part of all the aspects of life. But I didn't know how to make changes in my body and in my health habits, even in my mentality or my thought patterns. I didn't know how to do that in a way that I felt like could be sustainable. So my own journey, I've done every diet on the planet. I've done every workout routine on the planet. And I've gone through so many versions of either loving myself or absolutely not loving myself. And especially for women, I know that this is true for men, this is true for many humans actually on the planet. A lot of times culture tells us that our worth is directly related to kind of the size of our body or the shape of our body. Media and modeling culture does that. It's perpetuated in so many cultures in a lot of ways. It kind of tells us that if we don't fit this particular mold, then it's somehow attached to our worth. And my own personal journey was in not only finding that that's 100% not true. So I had to find my own worth somewhere else, but then along the way, learning how to really, truly care for the body that I'm in. And, you know, my tagline is it's time to love the body you're in. And my perspective on that is that this body that you have in this life is the thing that allows you to experience everything that life has to offer. It allows you to interact with your kids and to fall in love and to run on the beach. It also allows you to experience the pain of what it means to be human. And so in my own journey, it was kind of a twofold thing of really figuring out where my self-worth was, but then also allowing myself to learn how to care for my body in a much deeper way, more meaningful way, so that I could express that self-worth, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I believe that like you've just said, that those of us that actually start coaching from something that started in our own lives and our own experience, sort of, if I may use the terminology of coaching your own backstory, I think it's powerful. I really think it's powerful and it's actually giving back to the world the gifts that you've discovered. So I love that. How long have you been doing it? How long have you been coaching now?
So I've been coaching since 2013, and it's been a really heartfelt journey. And I think kind of what you just spoke to, Didi, is the thing that keeps driving me to continuously refine my coaching practice and what I offer and how I interact with my clients, because I do really feel like my journey is part of what I offer in my coaching relationships, because I know how it feels. Mm-hmm. And I often say to my clients, you know, I'm walking this with you. I know how it feels. This is not something that I made up and don't have a deep personal connection with. And so it does feel like, you know, when we can really tap into our purpose in life and lean on our own experiences and our own learnings, then we do have something more to offer. So I really appreciate that perspective.
Yeah, again, I think that's spot on. I mean, the fact that you've been in business for, let's say, nearly a decade, that says it all. You won't still be doing it if you're not enjoying it, and also if you're not making an impact on other people's lives. Let's just on a rough scale of 1 to 10, how successful do you think your business is?
Ooh, that's such a great question. I would love for you to define what a 10 looks like, because successful could mean monetarily or or how much enjoyment I get out of my work. And I would say, you know, if I were to generalize, I would always say that my business is a 10 in terms of success, because of the amount of joy that I get and how fulfilling it is for me. It really feels like my heart work. So there's no way that I would say it was anything less than a 10.
I love that. I asked the question because I always will answer also with either a 9 or a 10. Uh-huh. But here comes the difficult question. The follow-up question on that is, you've said it gives you joy and it's your passion, but to what attribute do you attribute the 10? Apart from just, you know, the fact that it gives you joy, there must be something that Karuna is doing that contributes to that 10.
Okay, can you say the first part of the question again? I'm sorry, Didi.
To what attribute do you attribute your success?
Oh, okay. Besides the fact that it brings me joy, you know, dedication. I am continuously refining what I offer. I am continuously asking for and getting feedback from my clients so that I can learn more about what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And my goal is to help my clients increase their capacity for joy and to meet all of their goals. So if their goal is absolutely to lose, you know, let's just say 15 pounds, for example, and that's part of their bigger picture vision for themselves, then I'm continuously refining my process so that I can help people both make their external goals come true and then also change on the inside so that those external changes stick. So I really think the dedication to change and being flexible and continuing to educate myself is really, really important in that. And, you know, flexibility, what worked for me doesn't work for everybody else. And so really being in tune with my clients' needs helps me stay adaptable for them so that I can serve them the best.
Oh, that's absolutely music to my ears. You know, hearing that words like flexibility, dedication, improving yourself. That's a recipe for success. Karuna, what does your typical business day look like? You know, tell us, give us an indication. You know, you've been doing this for nearly a decade now. Where and how do you spend your time?
This is part of my adaptability because I've just started to shift my schedule. And so my typical day, I'm up at 6 a.m. I get my son off to school. I'm on my computer by 9 a.m. I see clients. And then I also have specific days of the week reserved for self-care days and what I call CEO days. So there's specific days that I hold every month where I take myself away from the computer and away from the details of the needs of my clients. And I get into that higher vision for myself and what I what my meta goals are for my own business. And that really helps keep me balanced. It helps me keep myself in my own big picture vision so that I can help keep my clients in their big picture vision. So that is basically how my work day goes. I'm on and off the computer and I write, I love to write. So creating content is one of my most favorite ways to spend my time.
Again, music to my ears, you know, listening to somebody. And I just want to highlight this for our listeners, especially those of you guys that are just starting out. It's so, so, so important to work on your business and not just in your business. And it's just as important, like Karuna has just said, to work on yourself as well, work on your own vision and grow yourself. So, yeah, absolutely. I love that. Karuna, what about being self-employed? Do you find the most challenging?
Oh, I think monitoring the amount of time I spend on my business and in my business is one of the most challenging. In fact, I was just saying this to a friend yesterday that because this is, it feels like my life's work and it lights me up inside. My tendency is to just work. And you know, I'm either with my son and we're playing together, or we're doing, you know, fun things together, or I'm working. And that's something most recently that I've realized I really am ready to shift. So creating strong boundaries for myself of being done at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. and not working on the weekends is definitely something that I need to focus on a little bit more. And then the other thing that I would say is, you know, working for yourself, you do everything. You're wearing every single hat. And while it's really rewarding for me, and honestly, I would have it no other way, it's also exhausting. And that's part of the reason why I created the CEO day. And this was actually at the recommendation of my own coach. Because it's really easy to get into kind of the habits of taking one hat off of, you know, the technician of being the coach and coaching your clients. And then you take that hat off and you put on the accountant hat and you balance your books. And then you take that one off and then you put on the marketing and advertising hat. And then you try to post your Facebook or your social media posting for the day. And that kind of consistent requirement can be a little bit exhausting. And that's why I feel like having the built-in self-care days are so incredibly important, because it allows me to take all of those off and just kind of be myself and breathe without having to feel that absolute requirement all day, every day.
Again, such great advice. And I can identify with what you've said, because I tend to do the same. And I think we all probably do the same. We tend to gravitate towards doing what we like most. So if you don't, you've mentioned the word boundaries, you know, the challenge is to set that boundaries. And being able to boss yourself and tell yourself, you know, stop doing that, stop doing, you've done enough of that now, spend a little bit of time here, please.
That's right. Last summer, I went on a camping trip with a friend of mine, and he went earlier and set up and had a hammock set up for me so that all I had to do was show up, get my book, and get in the hammock.
Awesome.
And it was really awesome. But what I noticed is I got in the hammock with my book and the sun is shining and I'm in the mountains and the breeze is going and the trees are beautiful and I couldn't relax. And that was one of the moments where I thought, okay, it's time to set some boundaries for myself and to remind myself beyond my meditation every morning and beyond my exercise routine, the self-care that I do every day, there's this call to put yourself in a place where you can do nothing for a while. And I think that's been really helpful for me too.
No, it's great. It's great. It's great to hear that. Can really resonate with that. Well, that was the challenging part. Apart from you've already told us you're having fun, but yeah, what about being self-employed specifically? What do you find most rewarding?
Yeah, you know, I make my own schedule, and I've been joking for several years saying that I think I'm certifiably unemployable because I just have my I have my own way. Hey, and I really love my own way. And you know what? It works. I have some things to continuously refine and learn, and that's always part of the process, but it works. And I feel, you know, I was speaking about the concept of liberation earlier, and working for myself really feels liberating. You know, the fact that if my son has a soccer game on a Friday afternoon, I can be there. I can take them because I'm in charge of my life. And I really, really like that.
Yeah. And again, that's music to my ears. One of my favorite things is I spend times very early on a Sunday morning. And that's a habit I learned in my herb growing days. I spend time just organizing and planning my week. My coming week, and you know, taking a little bit of stock of what happened the past week and then just planning the new week. And one of the things I like most of being self-employed is in that time I actually am in power to take that whole week and just block the week out and say I'm not doing anything this week. And I think that's I think that time freedom definitely one of the most rewarding parts for our more beginner coaches listening, and I know each and every one of us have our favorite strategies or something that really works very well for us of how to find our clients. What is Karuna, what is your favorite way of reaching out to clients or finding new clients? What's your favorite marketing method?
Oh my goodness. Podcasts are one of them. You know, because I think my favorite way is to just really speak about what lights me up and allow that to really resonate for people and have that be the magnet that brings people to me. If you're asking like specific strategies, I really have started to love the social media aspect recently. I haven't always felt like that. In previous years, I've had a really interesting relationship with social media, but with my love of just talking about what I do and sharing it with the world, social media has become a really rewarding platform for me to be able to do that. I shy away from the salesy aspect, and you know, I think a lot of us do probably. But my favorite way is to really just talk about what lights me up and let that resonate with my ideal client. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'm the same there. And I still, you know, people that listen to my podcast, my listeners, you know, you guys know, I'm a big proponent of speaking in whatever form. I think it's one of the best ways that there is to make friends, because, you know, people resonate when they can hear you. Karuna, let's switch gears here and talk about more about how you specifically work with your clients. And let's start with my favorite question. Who benefits the most from working with Karuna? If I were to bump into her in the street, what would I hear her say?
Mm-hmm. So the person that benefits the most from the work that I do are mostly women between the ages of 40 and 60. Women who have experienced the impact of diet culture and have been through the yo-yo diet train and are really ready to give that up, really ready to find a way that works for them and for their families and their lifestyle, so that they can fully step into their lives and show up for themselves and their family. Specifically, I work with and focus on hormone balancing, gut health, and what I call weight balancing. And what that means is when you are able to give your body all of the things that it needs, oftentimes the weight will balance itself. And so my perfect client is a woman that is really invested in finding that place of balance for herself. In my work, I definitely work with lab results. So often my clients will come to me with their lab work. And so I can nuance recommendations for them based on what they need. So it's really a balance between the external changes that we make to balance the hormones, get their digestive tract in great health, and allow their body to start balancing its own weight if that needs to be part of the process. And then also making all of those internal changes in a way that they become the changes that they've been making.
Love that. I think it's crystal clear. My next question is, once we found her, what is the dream outcome? What's that dream transformation that you help them achieve?
Yeah, the dream transformation is the release of the reliance on the diet culture to having the most incredible body that you love, that you can possibly get, with that feeling of freedom.
And what is Karuna's secret sauce? How is what you different from all the others out there?
Uh-huh. I will go back to the soulful part. I think that's a really, really important part of the journey that I take my clients through, and one that is pretty rare in the nutrition world, in diet culture, in the medical world. I really invite my clients into a deeper level of relating to their body, and that is the secret sauce. It is the point where you start to change the thought patterns that actually create your decisions for you. And before my clients know it, they don't even really want the sugary carbohydrate donut on the counter because they've done the work on the inside in a way that allows them to be free of that.
Wow. Love that you to hear that. And Karuna, what's on the horizon for you right now? What's next?
What's next? I have another group starting in January. I do both one-on-one coaching and group coaching. And my next group is starting in January, a perfect time to start to clean up your diet and get yourself back, quote unquote, on track for the new year. And I would love to continue to have conversations with people like you.
I love hearing that. Yeah. Yeah, so Karuna, let's wrap this up. You have a gift for us. Tell us more about that.
I do have a gift. I have a free guide that's available on my website. And it's a guide that can help anybody who this podcast maybe resonated with, who's interested in learning more about what I offer and how it can help them. It's available on my website. It's basically how to lose 10 pounds while kicking diet culture to the curb. And it takes you through the general flow of really important things that you could start implementing right now to help you start to feel better in your body really quickly. It's available on my website at simplesoulfulhealth.com. And it's downloadable.
That's awesome. I'll include those links in the show notes. And Karuna, where can we connect with you on social media? What is your favorite social media coffee shop?
Yes. So on Facebook, I'm Karuna May. It's K-A-R-U-N-A May. And my IG handle is Simple Yet Soulful.
What is one actionable takeaway you want us to walk away with from this conversation?
Mm-hmm. I would love for you to, as coaches or as clients?
As coaches.
As coaches. I would love for every coach out there to get an idea of what the word soulful could potentially mean for them. Soulful is a word that means different things to different people. And the way that I use it is it's the thing that lights you up inside. And for any coach out there, I feel like really being in touch and tapped into what lights you up is what brings the fire to allow your clients to do the same. And it's the difference between offering something that's helpful versus something that's life-changing.
Karuna, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, and your passion with us. We wish you only the very, very best. May your business grow and prosper beyond your wildest dreams.
Thank you, Phoebe. I wish that for you as well. And all your listeners, for that matter.
Thank you. We will take that blessing with pleasure. And there you have it, my dear badass wellness friend. Another badass episode packed with ideas and inspiration to help you on your quest to also become the chief rainmaker and a sought-after expert in your field. Connect with Karuna on social media and go get a freebie. All the links will be on the show notes page. And when you're ready to tap into the power of your own private peer-driven mastermind group to take your business to the next level, follow the link in the episode description and check out the Badasspreneurs Done For You Mastermind Groups. Or visit badasspreneurs.com/mastermind. Thank you so much for listening to the Badass Wellness Coach Show. Be blessed, be visible, and go make it rain.